I press record. You press record.
Yeah, I press the thing. Is it doing right. The thing with the thing?
Oh, hold on. Yeah, that seems managed participants. Yes.
Victory!
Both of the stems are recording.
Hooray! Gold stars all around.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray. Brandon,
sir,
it is time for a oh shit.
Oh shit! There it is.
There it is. Welcome.
And with that, it is time. Jamie Noguchi, welcome one and all. Bring the kids round the fire to the radio's glowing glow and let our dulcet tones calm your mind and your hearts.
No? Oh my God. That's great.
We're going to talk about balls for a while, aren't we? Is that what we're going to do today?
We're talking about Christmas balls. welcome everyone to the Fucking Do It Cast. We are part of the Hard Knock Media podcasting network. That's NOC as in Nerds of Color. Keith still lets us on his network, yep. Which is great.
Just going to grandfather me in, which I genuinely appreciate.
Nice. Currently, the Nerds of Color Twitter feed is live tweeting the fourth. Well, technically, it's the third episode, but it's the fourth episode of the DC Crisis on Multiple Earths TV event that's going on. So,
is this that thing that you were talking about with the Supergirl thing or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's like that. It's that giant crossover that all the CW shows are doing.
Sure. Okay.
So yeah.
You lost me at CW show. I'm genuinely glad that people are enjoying a thing. Rock on. Enjoy the thing that you enjoy. Good.
I
can't get into it.
It's the best DC thing we have out there. Well, I haven't seen the Shazam movie, so I hear good things about Shazam.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's one of the better DC things. Like, it's weird. Cause like the TV stuff is always enjoyable. Like the DC cartoons are always enjoyable.
Yeah.
The live action TV is somewhat enjoyable. And then you get to the movies and it's like, it's been dreadful for a while. Wonder Woman was good. I haven't seen Shazam. Aquaman was good.
Didn't see that, but it's got Momoa. So I can't imagine it's all bad.
And then Wonder Woman 84 is coming out. So I guess, I guess not all of the movies are bad. I guess the only stinkers were really like that first Catwoman movie that they did. And
ooh,
then,
God, forgot about that.
Yes, you did.
Really, it's anything that involves Superman is the problem.
Yeah. The third Superman blew. The Brandon Routh Superman was eh. Although he reprises his role in this crossover.
Yeah,
so you get to see him with the suit, which is really great. And it's like, it's a shame that that movie tanked because he's a great Clark Kent. He's a great Superman.
And yeah, like, no, he looked the part and everything else like that. I've never been a Superman fan. I've always found him to be kind of boring. So the fact that that movie didn't make it, I'm like, but how? Idris Elba already did the best screen test for it. Let's just cast him as Superman. We'll just wipe the slate clean. We just cast him as Superman. Leave the British accent. No explanation about any of it. Just him calling everyone bruv and just...
bruv.
Right, yeah, just...
Lois, bruv.
No hesitation about it. Lois. No explanation about it. Yeah, he'll look great in the suit. He'll look outstanding as Clark Kent. You mm-hmm. know he's got the gravitas. I enjoy watching him punch things.
And oh yeah. Oh
right,
yeah.
Right.
The Fast and Furious, the Hobbs and Shaw with him in the suit. Oh
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh
yeah. 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 Yeah.
Just paint that up blue and red and put a cape on it. I'm there.
I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here for it. Yeah. Mm. So.
Oh man. That, now I'm
that's where my
that.
Head is. Like yeah. let's really improve this and let's finally make Superman the more impressive of the two, because I'm not all that pumped for Robert Pattinson. I'm happy to be wrong.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But I'm not 100% sure I will be. but who knows? Yeah.
I think he'll be fun. I think he'll be fun.
He could be fun, but all I'm saying is if right now, if you have him as Batman and Idris Elba as Superman.
Oh man. And they should let Brett, if they're going to get Idris Elba, they should let Robert Pattinson just use his British accent. So yeah, we'll just give them like.
I don't need you to fake it. You're
we're
fine.
Better than you anyway.
Yeah. Just don't even play around with it. Like, we'll bring back Tom Hardy as Bane, but instead of doing that weird used car salesman voice, we'll just let him take the mask off. Turns out nothing's wrong with his face, and he just shouts at everybody as an angry British guy wearing an unnecessarily large overcoat.
I think we're done. Episode's
I'm
done.
Good.
We finished. We fixed everything.
it's time we took it out of the hands of DC and we handed it to the Brits. And we just fucking just let them have fun with it for a while. Like, what is there? I'm sure we can find Smallville, England. Like, we can work this out.
Smallville is in Yorkshire and they all have like northern accents. It'd be great.
It'll be fucking great. Yeah, it turns out Smallville's in Sussex, and it's not a big deal. Like,
David Tennant of Green Lantern.
Yeah, fuck it. Oh, God damn it. Yes. Yes. All of it. You know what? Honestly, if we find out that every doctor was actually secretly a lantern, I'm good with that too. Just every one of them.
Oh man. Oh man. And the Matt Smith, the Sonic Screwdriver had the green gem in it the entire time. Matt Smith was a freaking lantern this entire time.
It's perfect. Yeah. We just let the Brits just handle all of it. It'll be outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can have a little fun with it. We'll make like, I don't know, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Like Simon Pegg can be Flash and Nick Frost is Cyborg for no fucking reason. Just
Hugh Grant could be Darkseid.
Jesus Christ. Him stumbling through.
I suppose I'm the children of the apocalypse, and that's just how this is going to work. And
anti-life equation.
You all have to die.
Lasers down there, then all of a sudden it's so fun. That would be great.
Damn it.
Oh, no. Honestly, you know who Darkseid has to be? It has to be Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
It has to be Michael Caine. Because when you see that big, like, sweeping CG shot of them panning over Apocalypse to show what's coming, you have to hear the dulcet tones of Michael Caine explaining the world that he's created and the fear and terror that he is about to spread across the galaxy his iron fist. Like, just seriously, because here's the thing. I can't imagine a world where Darkseid needs to punch anyone. Like, I know he does get into it with Superman or whatever, but technically speaking, he doesn't have to.
No,
so the idea of Michael Caine, right, yeah. Michael Caine's voice, very calm, very relaxed, very just kind of standing arms back, just kind of floating through the ether, just surveying everything. Older Michael Caine, older Darkseid. Like, there's no reason why you couldn't cast him older.
Oh, that'd be great. Man, Nick Frost could be Kilowog.
Yes! Yes! All of the yes. And honestly, I don't even need a CG budget. If you just want to give him a rubber nose with an elastic string and just let him just be Nick Frost. Actually, that's even better. If it's actually just Nick Frost wearing a rubber nose and we didn't know that he's been a lantern all along, like yeah. in between suits, he's just off in space as Kilowog.
Aww. That'd be so
and
great. Just,
yeah, like, and you find that there's another Earthling who becomes a lantern, looks at him and goes, did you just put a nose on? And he just pulled aside and go, none of them fucking know. You hear me? None of them know. Don't you blow this from me, okay? God. At home, I'm just an actor. All right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here, I'm a thing. This is a thing.
Oh, man. Hugh Laurie as Sinestro. That would be interesting.
Oh, yes. Mm. I'm here for all of this. You could cast a ton of things. Like when you get back to Idris, you could make, oh, God, what the fuck is his name? Stephen Fry as yeah. the as Robbie or whatever it is from the newspaper.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah,
you make him like the loving other side helping to raise Clark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You could have John Boyega. It's a little on the nose, but John Boyega would make a great John Stewart Green Lantern.
I absolutely would.
Yeah, he would be great. And then you could get Daisy Ridley as like Barbara Gordon, Batgirl.
Hell yeah. Batgirl action. Yes. Oh, yeah. I want an all British DCU is what I want.
Yeah. Don't change the accents.
All British. Also, alternate to Michael Caine is Judi Dench, and you actually just make Darkseid female.
Yes. Yes. Oh. Dame Judi Dench with like the Omega sanction.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because you can make Michael Caine like all this. Father.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's fucking worlds better. It's worlds better.
I'm already there. I'm yeah, already like there. I'm already in. There. Yeah.
Honestly, we tie all of it together. Come to find out, Allfather has been spending a bit of time on Earth as Alfred, and he's just been watching over Bruce the entire time. The whole thing actually canon ties together.
So good. Oh, man.
Relative and just yes.
Well, because there was that report where like DC didn't know what to do with Superman. This is what you do with Superman.
Hi, you make him British and black. That's what you do with fucking Superman. You solve the problem yeah. the most non-DC way you possibly can.
Yeah. And have fun with it because that's what's missing in the Justice League thing, in the Superman thing. It's not fun. And like
no.
Suicide Squad, before it got fun, was unfun, and it's still kind of...
Right, but like, this is what I'm saying. You could genuinely have a very... It could be more serious than the DCU, but because it's British, it's got that very dry humor internally baked into it.
Yeah.
So we're good.
Yeah.
Like, you let it all happen that way. Just no problem. You just let the Brits handle it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in. Let fucking Guy Ritchie direct it for all I fucking care. Like, seriously. Like, we could do worse.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm good with this. Like, he knows how to keep a plot running. He's not afraid of color. He's not afraid of just unnecessary bullshit. He fucking turned Brad Pitt into the Pikey. Like, he's yeah. not afraid of moving way the fuck off in the left field, which is exactly what we need.
Yeah,
and I'm here for all of this.
Yeah, and it would sound great. It would sound different. It would make people pay attention. Like you
the soundtrack would be a banger.
Yeah, I mean, you put Idris Elba in a suit punching things.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Can you imagine Idris Elba as old man Kamen Rider, like telling all the young people about justice and shit? Holy shit.
Idris Elba in everything. Everything.
I know
everything.
I'm going to do a art book where it's just Idris Elba as everything.
Good. I am good. Look, here's what I'm saying. We've learned this. He's able to hang out and help us save the world as Stacker Pentecost with the best fucking name humanly possible. Then he goes the other end of it, tries to end the world and punches Jason Statham, which we need to cast him in something. Oh, he can play, what is it? Not Odin. What the fuck is his? Allfather's son. The fucking one with the little riding thing.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, someone's shouting at me.
Some Kirby bullshit.
Yeah, he can have the dots and everything else like that. Anyway, so he can punch Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham all in the same movie, and then also double back to Finding Dory when he's the best character of him, just yelling Gerald at another seal. Gerald. Yeah, just... he can have a ton of fun with it. Fucking dude can do everything. He's a multitasker. Plus, he can cut half the gun. We can finally get back to the year of the millennium we are fucking in and hand the torch off to fucking Idris Elba because he's a DJ and DJ, he can cut his own soundtrack for the goddamn movie.
Yes, I was just going to say that because I remember when we were watching the credits for Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
And that voice came on and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, so good.
I'm here for all of this. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm excited for a British movie to not have fucking Benedict Cumberbatch in it. We just cast everybody the fuck. We motherfuck Marvel from this point forward. All DC is British from this. Fuck it. Everyone.
Yeah. Might as well be.
Yeah.
It's so good. Fucking hard
in the paint on it. Just all of them are British.
Whoever the guy plays Arthur in Peaky Blinders, he needs to be somebody. Just out of nowhere, just saying, Toby.
Oh my God. Yes. If we go with a fucking full on like Green Lantern movie, he could be Larfleeze without a fucking question.
Oh yeah,
so moon, isn't it? yes.
He's just playing the same character, just in red with like a red.
Yeah, honestly, he could be all of the Red Lanterns. He could voice every one of the Red Lanterns.
It's your mind.
Yeah, this is what happens. You get the Red Lantern, you start to vomit blood, and all of you sound like fucking Arthur. Is really what it is. The cat, the gigantic guy, the weird other possessed dude. All of them sound like fucking Arthur. Like
all the women sound like Arthur.
All of them. All from them is scarier, huh? yeah. Like, fuck it. What's it gonna hurt? Because honestly, Momoa can still be part of the cast. He'll be fucking delightful.
Oh, he'll just be chewing up scenery with Idris Elba. Oh, the two of them.
And Gal can still be Wonder Woman, and we just pick this whole motherfucker up and we move it to England. Because here's the thing. I've always had a fucking hard-on for how many fucking things happen in New York City in the Marvel Universe. Fucking all of them. It's like crime doesn't fucking happen anywhere else.
Yeah, it's all concentrated in New York.
Cool. You know where cities are concentrated around and there's a ton of changing scenery and there's a ton of gravitas going on with it? Fucking England. Yeah. And it's actually bothers me a goddamn island instead of Manhattan, which I don't fucking count as an island. You can fuck right off with all that. Like, no. So,
yeah.
Fucking move the whole thing to England. All the DCU fucking lives in England. Like, you could give me a cruelly drawn... Like, here's what's going to happen. I should just go online, find a cruelly drawn map of England, right? I'll figure out where some of the major cities are, and then you can just hand me a list of fucking DC characters, and I'll just fucking put pins in all of them. Just be like, yep, this one's here. And just, they'll cover all of it. And here's the beautiful part. It'll still be about 25 times the size of fucking New York, and somehow they may actually solve a crime.
Yeah. God, that would be
fucking fantastic. For Reed Richards can kiss my white ass. Jesus Christ, what an inept fuck.
Yeah, that is the big problem with like all of your movies set around in New York or New York area. Like where are the other heroes of the entire world?
Where?
Like
right. Yeah.
Fucking where? Just fucking like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens if we find out the metropolis is actually London? We never talk about it. It's actually London.
Yeah. Yeah.
And goddamn, Gotham actually being a British city, it makes a lot more sense with the goddamn architecture.
Yeah, that's true. Like some bombed out Liverpool kind of thing going on. That would be, man, I want to fucking see that now. How do we How do we get in the room? How do we get in the room?
I'm going to have to pick you up on the way. We're going to have to drive there. Like, I'm going to have to straight Jean-Claude Van Damme some goddamn doors in. We may or may not have to kidnap Idris Elba on the way. Like, yeah, we'll explain it to him. But initially, he's going to be real fucking mad when I blackbag him.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way around it. It'd just be like... It'll be like him jamming out, like DJ cans on. He'll have like one good ear open, so I'll have to approach from the other side all stealthy and shit. And I'll have to have you come from like the other side like a super fan and just bang on the glass and it's like, yes. And then all of a sudden I just fucking free safety him, black bag, and then just drag him out. Because the only way I'm going to get him is by absolute surprise.
I think, because like if you're trying to pitch something to the Marvel Universe, You would want to get the ear of Kevin Feige. Like there's a point person to talk to.
Yeah.
In DC, I don't know who you talk to. Like maybe Margot Robbie, because she was able to finagle like a whole thing.
I can't go through that way though, because I can't assume that a comic book company is going to listen to a woman's opinion because I don't know fucking history.
I mean, they did give her the Birds of Prey thing, or like the not the Birds of Prey thing, the Emancipation of Harley Quinn. So she had the clout enough to get that to happen,
right?
But yeah.
We're talking about a full on pick it all up and move it.
Yeah, like who is their version of Kathleen Kennedy or like a Kevin Feige? Like, what
I
have
no idea. I genuinely don't know. Nor do I really care. Like, I assume that we could probably just pitch this to everybody. Like, there's got to be some sort of like British lifeline. Like, if we get Idris Elba to like look in the mirror and say, "What's all this?" then like five times, all of a sudden, like all the other mirrors pop up. Yeah, I assume they all communicate this way, right? It's the British secret power. MI6 just has cameras in everyone's house who's British.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of do. Like, CCTV is everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Right, yeah, they're fucking huge on it.
Yeah.
God damn. And how much fucking easier would that be for Batman?
For sure.
Yeah, like, yeah. You want to talk about that really uncomfortable plot point in the fucking Batman movie with goddamn Morgan Freeman tapping everybody's cell phone?
Yeah.
Fucking England.
Yeah, it's just there. It doesn't matter.
England.
You piggyback the CCTV feed. You know exactly where Rachel is. Right, you know where Rachel.
Yeah,
you know where Rachel is.
Right. Yeah. Then all Batman needs is a proper server and some facial recognition software, which I'm guessing MI6 already fucking has.
That's true, man. So many things change in that movie if it's set in London, because you can't. You know exactly where Rachel is, and the only reason she died is because you're a fucking lazy ass.
Right. Right. Yeah. And God damn it. Like, actually, you know what? That's Hugh Grant. It's Two-Face.
Yes.
Like, because it's great. Either Hugh Grant or Colin Firth. There's no middle ground there.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin did such a great thing in Kingsman that I don't know if it'll seem like almost like a reprisal of his role of like forgetting who he is and yada, 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 and like kind of being a badass. Like, I would want him to go off the fucking deep end and go do something really fun in that sense.
Yeah. He could be a good Riddler. Maybe
he'd make a great Luthor.
Oh, a nice Luthor. Yeah. Yeah. God, this, whatever this is, like the British DCEU or the extended universe or whatever.
DCEU. That's DCEU. Fucking it.
The DCEU. Yeah, that's what
DCEU.
It is.
DCEU. Jesus Christ. That's it. You nailed it. That's it. Turmoil over Brexit. We need a hero now more than ever.
Shit, man. God damn it.
Yeah.
Say why?
The
why
S haven't they stands done? For stiff upper lip. That's what it fucking stands for. That's like, what I'm talking about.
Why haven't they done this yet? Why haven't they gotten all of these people together yet and done this yet? Like, there's got to be a British version of the Avengers or some shit that
there
they can do.
There has to be someone in the DC organization who's smarter than me who's pitched this. Like, there has to be.
There has to be.
There has to be. Right? Like, I can't imagine this whole concept. It's like they stare at each other and be like, man, it'd be a really nice thing to get him into. And somebody be like, well, we got Black Manta, right? It's like, fucking sit down. No. The fuck down. No.
Yeah. We give him Superman because he is a Superman.
Yes.
Okay. We need to know people in the know.
I don't know. We got the boss. He's got an ear on things.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it seems like he only really seems to have a line in on the other side of that the equation.
Disney, so. Yeah, the Disney side. But fuck, that would be so great.
Yeah.
That'd be so
great. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so I just fixed the DCU universe.
All right. Well, yeah, this we're done. We're done. Our job is done.
Pack it in. We're done. That's it. No one has to battle me. It's fine. We're done.
House of Dunn.
Yeah.
Brandon Chalmers, what are you geeking on? We have structure. We have structure.
We do. Yeah. So what I'm geeking on is finally goddamn getting progress on a project that I swear is a year old. Ooh. Now, I can make a goddamn excuse about the project taking a year because, you know, I got divorced, but what the fuck ever. So the short version of this is I live in a duplex. And because of that, there is a wall that is made of stone that separates the two houses. It's designed as a fire safety feature. So therefore, if my house burns down, my neighbor's house doesn't burn down as well. Great. Nice. Outstanding.
Hooray.
So my house was built in 47. So it is old. Not falling apart, not like water running through the basement old, not problem old, but just older. Because of that, things settle over time. So that stone wall has slowly developed cracks and fissures and stuff like that over time. And as the house has settled and all houses settle, it's not a troubling thing or anything else like that. So about a year ago, I was walking by, and I know I threw this up on my Instagram account. The paint on that wall started to develop this almost like spider style chipping sort of thing. Almost like you'd see with like in the desert, you see like that crusty earth that kind of like breaks up a little bit and makes those like Pangea style shapes.
Mm-hmm.
So it essentially did that as it started to pull away from the wall.
Oh.
I thought that I could just scrape off the parts that were pulled away, patch them, paint over them, easy peasy. I went to go scrape and come to find out everything that was painted on that wall came off in gigantic sheets. And I realized it was all lead paint.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Now, here's the fun part. When I pulled it off, what was under was not drywall, but the actual stone wall.
Oh.
Somebody just painted over that stone wall years and years ago.
Oh, interesting.
And the paint, like people must have painted it, I don't know, 15 or 20 times or something like that over the life of the house. I've only had the house like 3 years. When I pulled it off, it came off in big sheets. It shattered when it hit the floor, and it was a whole big thing. So, like, got respirators, cleaned all that up, and I was trying to figure out what to do. There were small fissure cracks everywhere, and there were, like, little chips in the stone. So I patched those, and then I got concerned.
Brandon, yeah. Brandon, did you break the wall down?
No. I will not Jericho my house. I only have one house. You were just here. Like, no. So this wall, right? I'm like, okay, I need to put some sort of coating on it so this way the paint will stick.
Yeah.
So I go, I get drywall mud. I go to put a thin sheet on it. And it goes up and it's not quite even. I spend a fair bit of time sanding and evening and leveling and yada yadas. And I make a thinner version of the mud and try and get it nice and clean and edged. And like for a while, like I give up on the idea of it being 100% like perfectly straight or anything else like that. That's okay. Because I was just going to paint it the same color as the rest of the room. So, smash cut to a few weeks ago. Standing in the kitchen, making dinner, talking to the girlfriend. We're joking around. And I'm like, man, I got vacation time coming up. I really want to finish that. She's like, what are you thinking? And I mentioned this. And I was like, but I had thrown out the idea forever ago about coloring the thing with chalkboard paint. And basically turning that entire wall into one part like menu for lunches or dinners for the week, a quick grocery list, a like, hey, don't forget this, a fun activity space for like friends, kids that come over.
Yeah.
Like, thought it would just kind of be a cool thing to have. And it's just a hallway right there. So like, it's not like a major facing wall or anything else like that. It's not going to be like a big accent wall. It's very much designed that way. And I could always get like vinyl cut frames out or whatever it is if I wanted to like section out the areas or what have you. Mm-hmm. But I realized that if I did that, all of the imperfections are going to show because black paint shows everything. Mm-hmm. So now I'm left with a conundrum. Now I have to figure out what I'm going to do. So I get the wild hair up my ass that I am going to scrape all of the drywall mud off the wall, go back down to bare stone. So I spent a full day on Monday doing that. Just fucking just going behind it, paint scraper, just fucking cracking that stuff off on the floor. Get all of that cleaned up. Spend today patching all the little spots, everything else like that. Go out, get a special kind of paint that I know adheres to stone. I've done multiple coats on that. Had to like tear everything up, get it all broken down. Mud all of the like little seams where the stone meets the drywall. Get all that nice. Rebuild all the baseboard stuff. Get all of that stuff cleaned up. I finally got the base coat down. I've done five coats of base on this stone because I need to give it some sort of tooth to be able to make the regular paint stick.
Sure.
So I've got all of that on there. So I'm hoping that I'm going to tape it off tomorrow. I'm going to do the accent walls or the like the regular walls on the sides, fix all of the overpaint that I did and everything else like that with that base white because I want to make sure it's stuck to fucking everything. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to go back behind and finally chalkboard paint it. So I'm finally, like I am, I think, a solid days away of just painting from having a project done. And that means that I'll have finished redoing all the kitchen, painting all the cabinets, redoing all of the cabinetry and the countertops, redid all the kitchen floor, pulled all the carpet out of the first floor and redid all the floors in the living room, painted the front door, built a patio out front, built a sidewalk out back, and built a dry creek bed. All in the like a year and a half.
Wow. Holy shit.
And I am super pleased with that because I realized that in a good portion of that, we were doing Art Fight and everything else like that. So
yeah, hell yeah.
Somehow I managed to finish all of those things.
Oh my God, dude.
And I have the nerve to be mad at myself for not getting more done.
You've done an amazing job with, oh my God, it's amazing. Like, I don't know if you're ever planning on selling it, but if you ever do, I will take immaculate photos for you. I will just like spend the entire day and we'll make it nice and pretty. Cause that's a lot of work and that deserves to be recorded and shout up on the rooftop. Like, come on, man.
It's a fun little house that I got that I knew was going to turn a profit if I ever decided to do so. Cause it's in a really good school district and everything. But like,
fuck yeah.
I got finished that thing today and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like I literally was putting a coat of paint and cleaning brushes before I started the podcast with you. That's part of why I was running a little late.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, okay. I can't ruin the new brushes I just got. I have to clean these.
Yes. Right. You have to clean the brushes. Be nice to your brushes.
Yes. Be nice to your brushes. Yeah. You reinforce that. But yeah, so it's like, I'm exhausted because I haven't really taken my vacation time like for me, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, it feels good to get some shit done, though.
That's
like,
fucking dope. That's awesome as shit.
Yeah, so I'm finally, I can't wait to like finally put the chalkboard paint up and finally write something on it and be like, yep, cool. This is a thing that's happening.
So are you off this week?
No, I am off. Tomorrow is the last day I'm off. I work the rest of the week and then I don't have another day off until Christmas Day. Hmm. And only Christmas Day. Thank you. Oh. You know, just,
yeah. Hooray.
Yeah, right. Well, who the hell am I talking to?
The holidays are busy for you though. Like your work, that's like busy season. Cold and winter and all that kind of shit.
Well, I mean, we're through all the flu season stuff, so it's not super busy in that sense. Okay. But I tend to do a lot of things like inventory and all the projects that have been hanging out for the year or what have you. So like my workload doesn't actually slow down. It just means everyone else is on vacation, so I also end up doing my job as well as other people's jobs. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's a lot of like I feel busy but in a weird and different kind of way. But yeah. So
that sounds awesome, man.
Yeah, so that's been good. Also, if you haven't seen it, in my downtime in the evening, I started watching Amazon's The Boys, which is a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot of fun. Think of it like a weird mix in between like Incredibles, Watchmen, and DCU. Mm-hmm. And and it's really well done. I'm about four and a half episodes in and really enjoying it. So no spoilers or anything else like that. To my understanding, season two got greenlit, so I know they're doing another one. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a hell of a lot of fun. If the thing ends really poorly, please don't tell me. or tell me on Twitter, because I'll never see it. It's fine. Just tweet at me.
Palmer, this fucking shit was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Ooh, yeah. God. Yeah, I know. Imagine opinions about superheroes on the internet. We definitely don't have those. Jamie Noguchi, what have you been geeking out about?
God, what? Work. I've just been working. Have I talked about Watchmen yet?
The new HBO show Watchmen?
Yeah, the new HBO show.
No.
So I like it.
I haven't seen any of it, so you're gonna have to.
So I won't spoil anything, okay. But Watchmen used to be a big deal because it was one of those books that you would give to people who weren't into comic books, and they would read it and be like, oh wow, so comics could be serious things and all this kind of stuff, and like you could, you know, and you could make an analysis of like culture and all this kind of stuff and be serious about it,
right?
And you know, it's had a long storied history. Alan Moore getting screwed over by DC because they promised to revert the rights of the property back to him if the book ever went out of publishing, but it was also one of the first giant collections that just kept selling money. So like, you know, it was the first time they did one of those big collections. It never went out of print. So Alan Moore never got the rights back to his characters because he wanted to do more stuff with them in the future. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a point of contention. And like, you know, they've been trying to figure out what to do with the Watchmen universe. There was that movie, the Zack Snyder movie, which was terrible. granted, I will give it the best part of that movie is like the intro credits, because those little vignettes that they did going over the history of the superheroes, that was great. And yeah. I loved it because it was an original take on the source material. It didn't adhere to it, you know, as if it was a Bible. And then the rest of it was like, well, we used the comic as a storyboard, but we didn't put any of the anything else behind it. So it looks pretty, but
right.
It's an ultimate mess. And so, you know, it just reinforced the idea that this should never be filmed. And then they did Watchmen 2 in the comics. Some of it was like a prequel leading up to stuff. And then they're doing like, countdown doomsday clock or something like that, where the characters from the Watchmen universe are interacting with the characters from the DC universe. So it's been kind of a mess. So like all this past Comic-Con, there was all this stuff about Watchmen's coming to HBO, and they had all these posters and they had all these advertisements and they had all these like activations around the city. They had posters up at like restaurants that we would go to, and I was just kind of at this point I was just kind of like meh, because everything they've done with Watchmen has been kind of meh. It's been like it was fine for its time, and it's definitely influenced a lot of creators since then, but like I don't know. I don't hold it in high regard like a lot of people. Like it's not.
No, neither do I.
Yeah, it's not like this is the most amazing piece of literature our genre has to offer. I'm just, you know, when I was 16, maybe I thought that, but like, you know, not now. So I was just kind of met on it. And then the first episode dropped and everyone was losing their shit. And I was like, okay, well, these people I normally don't associate with like liking a lot of genre fiction or liking a lot of Alan Moore stuff in general, and they like it. Maybe I should tune in and check out what's going on. And right. Holy shit, Brandon Chalmers. I've been impressed. Like,
yeah.
Regina King, the woman who's essentially the lead of this show, is phenomenal. Like from the moment she steps on screen to like the moment she gets knocked out and shit like that, it's her journey has been kind of amazing. So the new show takes place 30 years after the events of the comic book. So it kind of follows up.
All right.
And it, you know, you remember how it ends. International Squid blows up everybody, kills a bunch of people. There's like a psychotic mental wave that goes across the world. And so this show asks, what happens after that? and
fair fucking question.
And it's amazing because, so the original comic was a huge commentary on the Cold War and nuclear disaster. And right. How do regular superheroes who have no superpowers prepare to fight against something so ominous that they can't possibly win against, which is the Cold War and nuclear winter? And they can't, you know, you just can't. And so the question that this series asks is, well, how do you fight against racism? How do you stop racism? And of course, we know the answer to that is you can't. And so it puts these characters in this situation, and it's very artfully done. And every episode is like a self-contained issue of the comic. And so like there's 9 episodes. Next week is the last one. So it's all self-contained episodes. I think it's just going to be this one season. They're not planning on a second season. If they get a second season, they get a second season, but this is all going to be like a self-contained story. And they're doing like extra shit.
I'm confused. So nuclear Holocaust essentially happens at the end of Watchmen, right?
Yeah.
30
alien
years,
Holocaust. Yeah.
Alien Holocaust, whatever. 30 years in the future, right?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming there's a bunch of bombed out cities.
Not really. There's a few towns and there's a few towns and things that aren't quite like as shiny and sparkly as you'd expect it to be, but it's not like a post-apocalypse. It was because remember, it wasn't a nuclear in the movie, it was a nuclear fallout, but in the comic, it was just a giant squid in Manhattan killing a bunch of people.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. So we're going off comic version.
Yeah. So we're on the comic version. So okay.
Okay. Okay. So is the squid still around?
They cleaned up the squid, but there's after effects of the squid throughout the show, and they explore some of that.
Okay.
You actually get to see the squid too, which is kind of cool.
Okay, that's kind of neat. I'm trying to figure out what I almost wish, like, I understand why they took the source material. Mm-hmm. And I understand why you need to use comic books as a way to make the conversation about tackling racism more palpable for a lot of white America. I'm not confused mm-hmm. about that. I read X-Men growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
All of these things make sense.
Yeah.
Do you think that they use The Watchmen because it's a known property rather than just coming up with an original thing?
That's a good question. And I don't know, because I feel like this type of story could have been told on its own.
Right.
Like I feel like the way the show has been crafted, it could have been a standalone thing.
Okay.
I think the challenge was to do something with the Watchmen universe and say something with it instead of just saying, here's a bunch of superheroes doing superhero things in the future where Dr. Manhattan has left us. And I think pinpointing it on race, which is still very much a topic that we deal with today, I think that kind of informed the way they structured the show. So I think it's like a chicken and an egg thing, like which came first and that kind of stuff. Like
I'm really glad that after we have a gigantic, like the whole squid thing happens, that the real danger is people of color. Like I'm glad that, that fucking white people didn't lose focus on the real danger here. Christ. Like
it's a very sad commentary. Like honestly,
I'm sure it is absolutely what would happen. Like genuinely, I can see it now. Like literally, we could sub in any other sort of like version of this fucking Skrull invasion or something like that, and just be like,
yeah.
Okay, I hear you, rep, and I understand that they can switch in between, but like, let's not pretend here who the real danger is, right? I'll do this.
Yeah. And yeah.
I'm looking at you, Alabama.
Yeah.
God Jesus damn Christ. It. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
This is why they put all these things in New York. Because they're not really willing. Fucking move this story to Atlanta and let's really tackle this shit.
Well, the show takes place in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a good thing there's no racism there. So that's
yes.
Cool. Wow. All right. Yes. All right.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Yeah.
I encourage everyone to at least try the first episode. If that doesn't do it for you, then that's fine. If the first episode hooks you, that's cool too. But like,
please also understand, it's not a judgment. Like my question about does it need that source material? Not a judgment on it. More just a curiosity, because the way you were explaining it, it sounds like it would have made a really great standalone thing, but it just couldn't get, for lack of a better way to put it, out of committee without some sort of big name on it.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is I've seen most of the show. Like there's only one episode left. As a standalone thing, I don't think you actually need to read the comic to understand the ramifications. Yeah.
Because I am a firm believer that I don't think Watchmen's nearly as influential as you really think it is anymore. I think it's something that people glommed onto because we didn't have anything better at the time, but I don't think it says anything that X-Men doesn't. And I personally prefer the X-Men. I like the idea of the powers. I get fucking tired of the idea of everything. Watchmen's super fucking depressing.
And this show is also very depressing. I won't.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean that a show based in Tulsa, Oklahoma about race relations loosely involving superheroes is fucking depressing? Seriously? What? How?
Yeah. I haven't watched it with Audrey yet because she's not yet ready. We're going through Peaky Blinders first, and then after Peaky, we're gonna jump into this one. So I'm looking forward to going back and watching everything and seeing if I can pick up like the hints and stuff. But I like it. I understand why people don't, and that's cool too.
I haven't seen any. No, let's put it this way: no one in my social media feed has been talking shit on it, so I must be in some sort of bubble. But you know, like, cool. I don't know. I've got nothing against it. I don't have the option to be able to watch HBO on the regular, so unless it randomly shows up on like Amazon Prime or something like that, I won't end up seeing it for a while. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
We can have a watch party someday when you want to get real sad.
You mean a Watchmen party? Hey, come on. Yeah, we'll hang out. We'll make pizza rolls. We'll get depressed as fuck. It'll be great.
Yeah.
It'll be super, super fun.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome. TV. Maybe we'll watch as a pick-me-up from having an impeachment party. It'll be great.
Jesus Christ.
We can watch the trial, and then we could be like, I want a feel-good story. I'm going to put this on.
I was just thinking that. I was just like, Jesus, fuck. Put the impeachment on in the background, and we'll watch Watchmen, because it'll just be as good. Fuck me.
Jesus Christ, Jamie. That feels like the sort of thing that you just decide. You just put all of the weapons that you use in Clue on a dining room table. You put the impeachment trial on a TV on one end of the table and the Watchmen on the other end of the table. You just let everybody sit there and take in what's going on. And you see just how tempting these weapons start to get.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like I can fucking do something with a candlestick. Like,
damn. Just, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, we did have a topic, but we kind of went in reverse, and we didn't even talk about the thing I was going to talk about, but we could push that till next week. Cause I don't know how to end this when you start with the good stuff and end with the shit.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know. Let's see.
Well, Star Wars is happening next week, right?
Star Wars is happening. Yes, that's super fucking rad. What else is happening? We got a chance to hang out and eat pasta and chill out, and that was super rad. So kids, it's the holiday season. Go hang out with your friends, even if you just end up hanging out together and just making dinner or something like that. Go do that.
Yeah, make something fun. We made spaghetti and meatballs. Brandon made the sauce. I made the meatballs. They came together like peanut butter and jelly, except meat and sauce.
Yeah, it almost came together like spaghetti and meatballs, which is way more appropriate. But
yeah. Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, we burned some stuff in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids, get a fire pit. If you've got a little bit of property, fire pit's a great way to hang out.
So You had the giant marshmallows.
Yes.
And I love a marshmallow. I love me a toasted marshmallow. And so this is the first time I've tried this. So I did a slow and low thing with the marshmallow.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I stuck it with the fork and then I just like turned it over the fire and the outside got a little crispy. And as it got crispy, it started pulling the inside towards the outside.
Yeah.
And then what you're left with inside is this like ooey gooey marshmallow, like
nougat center sort of creamy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's how the earth was made.
Yeah. And I never prepared a marshmallow like that, mostly because they've been the smaller ones that you just burn, blow, and then eat.
Right. Yeah, no, so I got the ones that are like fucking the size of your head. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's the way to go. Like the slow and low thing. Like, you know, that's how you do, ribs.
Everything. It's how you cook chili. Everything properly. Food deserves love. Love takes time. It takes effort. Don't rush it.
Yeah.
The kids, here's a rule for you. Okay. If you want it nice, hot, and toasty, you can't go too fast. Okay. You're going to end up disappointing everyone involved in the process. You hear me?
Yes.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Don't go too fucking fast. Okay. All right. Nice and slow. Need some build up. Turn the heat up real nice and slow. Never, ever turn the heat all the way up. You may feel like you need to turn the heat all the way up to let it cook a little faster. No one wants it to cook any faster. Okay.
Yeah.
Do a little bit of cardio, stretch it out. Maybe do a little dip and a bend before you get started cooking. Cooking is important. All right. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. Little stretch and a bend, all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Oh man. That was cool.
Yeah.
I need more marshmallows.
I have a fire pit. I have plenty of marshmallows left over. Bring it on over.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
I guess that's it. I think it's the holiday season. Be nice to each other.
Yes.
Star Wars is coming out. Please be nice to each other. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
I think the fans have ruined it for like Boyega, Daisy Ridley, and Oscar.
Yeah, seriously. Isaacs. Just if you're going to be a dick to the people who are in the screening after you and tell them all about the Emperor as you're leaving. That's what you have to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you can't hide behind your Twitter handle and you have a chance to get punched in the face, then you know you're doing it the right way. Because then you're just an asshole, not an egg on Twitter. That's subtle difference. Put your name on it.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, people going after the actors is pretty shitty, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, after all, Jamie, the actors are absolutely responsible for the source material and the final cut and the editing, the production, all the promotions, all of the interaction with everyone else, and generally the product as a whole. So absolutely, you know that the people who were handed a script and told to act the lines to the best of their ability, who were hired by a much larger corporation based on their look and ability, are 100% solely responsible for the entirety of their product. There's no way that anyone else could be responsible for that. And especially when those actors are people of color, they are doubly responsible, apparently.
Yeah.
And bullshit.
Yeah.
Quit being an asshole to actors on Twitter.
Yeah.
And fucking everywhere else.
Yeah. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Enjoy the thing you enjoy. If you don't like it, fucking fine. You know what? Line up. Brandon.Chalmers@gmail.com. Go ahead and send me your address and I'll gladly stand in your front lawn and we can throw down about the merits of a fucking black stormtrooper. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Fight me. That's it.
Yeah.
That's because I don't know what else to do with these fucking super douchebags. The second we get into Star Wars, all of a sudden, every asshole, because I feel like there's two, like, I don't know if Star Wars and Ghostbusters are like the opposite side of some sort of fedora
Jesus Christ.
Rocking fucking
that's,
coin.
Yeah. Right, that's
where
the
all
thing.
Of the assholes of the internet just fucking crawl out from under some sort of shitty rock they all live under. But yeah, get ready for it because it's fucking coming. Don't bother with the comments. Please don't look in any of the fan theories and just go enjoy the thing that it is.
Yeah.
I beg of you, you're going to have such a better experience at this. I haven't seen another trailer about it. I know it's going to be rad. I'm fucking stoked about it. I don't need to involve myself with all that fucking culture. Unplug yourself from that shit and just enjoy the thing. And then only talk about it with your friends in person or via text, but mostly in person. Because the second you throw your two cents up there on fucking Facebook or on your Twitter feed, some ass clown who you probably went to school with or used to work with or you're loosely related to is going to be like, well, actually, I mean, if you know, if you really want to go back to the source material, back in the books and right. And there's a better than average chance, especially if you're somewhat related to this person, you're going to see them during Christmas. And the last thing you want is to be walking in and going, oh, cool. There's my fucking cousin Alex, who's a dick. Thanks.
That's when you'd get a toasted marshmallow and shove it in his face, molten marshmallow and everything.
No, Jamie. That's not how we do this. We turn the other cheek. We shove the toasted marshmallow in our mouth and then call him a motherfucker through marshmallow. That's right.
You heard me.
Yeah. And then someone asks you, are you okay? And you go, because you know you called him a motherfucker and they know you called them a motherfucker, but nobody else in the room knows that you called them a motherfucker. But I can tell you right now, like, if anyone has ever played fucking Fuzzy Bunny, everyone fucking knows you can tell what somebody says with some big ass marshmallows in your mouth. Yeah, it's all that context. You say motherfucker with your eyes, not with your mouth, with your eyes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just like, this is the way, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, go this enjoy the thing that you enjoy and don't ruin it for everybody else and be excellent to each other, because Jesus Christ, the one time of the year we're actually supposed to do this shit. So, I don't know, step your shit up or something.
Yeah, come on, man.
Don't be
get mad about other stuff. God damn it. All right, Brandon.
Yeah. Get mad about the real world, not your fucking Star Wars. God damn it. Yeah,
seriously. Oh, Jesus Christ. Where can people find you?
Oh, God damn it. Crying apparently in the fetal position on my sofa. Now, you can find me on Instagram at that guy Chalmers. Jamie Noguchi, where can they find you?
Also on Instagram, Jamie Noguchi, on Twitter, Angry Zenmaster, and here on the YouTube, probably, if you've seen it on or Facebook or whatever and stuff. But that's all we got. Check you next week.
Bye.
Eat marshmallows.
Yeah, eat more marshmallows.
Marshmallows.